The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. And with me today are Haley Sohn of Basically It Ready Made Meals and the No Diet Diet Club, and Ellie Wharton, founder of Radio 63119 and KWRHLP. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. It feels funny being on this other side.
I've been wanting to have you sit across from me for a while now.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah. This will be fun.
It should be a lot of fun. So I had a guest this morning who was scheduled. You guys have been so gracious to step in. Thank you so much. I had a guest scheduled, Sinead O'Hare. Would recommend you guys check her out. She is a clinical director of a drug and alcohol rehab facility, and she had an emergency that she was called into this morning, so she was not able to come on the show. But she has a fantastic book called The Eye Within the Soul, and I highly recommend you check her out online. So shout out to Sinead. She's doing good work today. And I'm so glad to have you here because we have a lot of fun projects in the works, right? And I have the pleasure of working with both of you on a regular basis, and I just have so much respect and admiration for all the work that you do. So let's jump in and chat a little bit about some of the projects that you have going on.
Well, you know, I could have used a ready-to-eat meal this morning.
You know, I thought about I should bring some with me, and
yeah,
I
totally
forgot, so sorry.
Yeah, because I wasn't expecting to be on. I was like, but the first thing I looked at this morning was my text, and it said, could you be on my show this morning? And it was like literally springing out of bed, you know, without the feet touching the floor.
You know, I like to wake people up on it with a nice jolt, you know. I want to get you out of bed with a little vim and vigor in the morning.
Yeah, so that ready-to-eat meal could have been really good for me, but I did eat this morning.
All right, good. You got it, though.
I got it.
And what did you have?
Well, I had grits, and I had scrambled eggs with spinach scrambled in it, as well as herbs, my basil herbs.
I'm coming to her house
and
for breakfast
green
tomorrow.
Green tea, matcha green tea.
Love my green tea.
I know. Yeah. It's like, can't get started without it. And then, of course, my vitamins.
You got it.
Had to have time for my vitamins.
Always nice. Make room for the vitamins.
That's right. Exactly. Nice.
Well, you know, since we're on breakfast, what did you eat this morning?
Nothing.
What?
I brought the coffee.
Oh my gosh.
That's okay. You know what? You're doing time restricted eating in some sort of fast. I'm sure.
This is intermittent fasting.
It's probably promoting the growth of acromantia in your gut right now,
which is
a fantastic beneficial bacteria that you can only get. It is exacerbated, if I could say that, by fasting. So smart, Haley. So
thank you. Thank you. Right. I appreciate that. That's exactly what I was thinking this morning.
And here I have this big old Southern breakfast, you know. With grits and eggs and, you know, and green tea. And I was fasting this morning.
Fasting.
Bio-individuality, friends.
There you go. Yeah. That's what it is. Exactly. Bio-individuality. Yeah. I love that word.
So there's no diet involved, though. We know that about you, right? From the No Diet Diet Club.
Yes. Yeah. So we're all about just teaching people how to fit healthy eating into their life and not having it be about, I'm going to follow this specific pattern of eating and do exactly what this person tells me. Because in the end, by the end of that, it's almost like you didn't really have any personal growth or understanding of what you're eating and why, just because someone else was telling you what to do. So it's all about helping people understand that for themselves and really see how healthy eating can fit into their life and into their day.
And you know, Haley, it's so important that you say that, because I know with all of us having such busy schedules, it can be very tempting to just swing right into Sonic, you know, or swing right into the fast food place, you know, when you're running late. But when you've learned how to eat, you resist that, but you figure out, how can I still eat healthy, still be on the run?
Yeah.
You know, but be true to my temple.
Yes, exactly. And like work around a, you know, a stressful situation like that where you didn't pack a lunch today. And, you know, in the past, maybe the drive through would have been like your first option. But it's like, okay, what else could I figure out in this situation?
Right.
That's, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. But now, you know, there are some healthy choices out there. I mean, I hate to name a name, but I mean, there is Chick-fil-A, you know, which seems to have healthy choices. And now there's that Better Burger thing.
I have not tried it. I am not aware.
It's like, you don't know about the Better Burger
vegan
thing?
One at Burger King, I think.
Yes, right? I don't even know where it is.
Wait a minute. Okay, is this the vegan meat option?
I think so.
I'm just not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is some seriously engineered food, and I just stay away from engineered food because I don't know. I don't know.
What is in this?
Yeah, and I don't even know which place it's at, so.
Obviously, you're not getting it.
I'm not getting it. That's right.
No, man.
I just know it's out there.
It's out there, is a way to put it.
That's a way to put it for sure. Yeah,
that's right.
All right. Well, and you do stay very busy, Ellie. I know you with all that you do here at the station, and you have some amazing programming on this station. But tell us a little bit more about how the station came about and some of the things that you're doing here at KWRHLP.
Well, you know, really the idea and what I love about it is that my producers who have come on, people, you know, like Amanda, like Dr. Nick, you know, like just a myriad of people that come on, the Ingrams come on, you know, Ronnie comes on. I mean, just so many different people. And they're all talking about the same thing, basically. And that is how to strengthen the community, how to make the community well and make it whole. Mm-hmm. And those are the messages that continue to resonate on the station. And that's what I love about the producers, because it just kind of organically became that. And the whole idea is, again, how to impress our listeners to eat healthy, mm-hmm. how to look at issues that they may have just kind of pushed off. Because I know with your story is so amazing. And you went for years trying to figure out what to do. Mm-hmm. How many people that are in your position would have just said, forget it. It's too much. Yeah. It's too much to learn. It's too much to do. I can't change my life. But when they see you and they hear you, mm-hmm. they get hope. And that's what we're doing here, is trying to provide hope in many, many different ways. Because, you know, your body is your temple, your mind, your body, mm-hmm. everything, that's your temple. And how many stations really kind of focus on you as the body temple, you know, and how that impacts the community, the city, the state, the world.
Yeah. When you take care of yourself, it's like a ripple effect, you know, like the better you are, the better you impact all those people around you and your community, and everything changes.
It really does. You have to be the change.
You do.
It
have
starts
to be the
with
change.
One.
Mm-hmm. You do. And, you know, as far as my association with you, it has been so wonderful because I have met so many wonderful people. Again, just like with our Aging Answers show, you know, topics and tips for the 65 plus crowd. You know, who would have thunk? Okay. And she gets so much great response because she's bringing on people that are telling seniors like me how to live, how to get my finances together, how to be a healthier person, how not to get the blues that all of a sudden, because I'm quote unquote retired, I'm sitting around and I'm no longer useful.
Retirement. You know, there are entire, there are cultures in the world that don't even have a word
That's
for
it.
Retirement.
That's
literally
it.
Not a word in their vocabulary for retirement.
To me, retirement just means that you stop doing what you did for money, and now you do what you do for love, okay? Because you actually become busier during your retirement.
Wow, so does that mean some of the things that I do now, I just do for love? I think I do, actually.
That's a nice mindset shift.
Pretty sure half of my life is spent working for love.
That's right.
No, it's good things. Oh, too funny. But yeah, you've got some great shows on the station. And I love Jason Wells.
Oh, isn't he great?
And,
you know, he was another person who came to us as a result of another producer that he had Jason on the show as his guest. And that was, again, how I dealt with Gina March. Gina came on as a guest to talk about the Mary Culver Home for Visually Impaired Women. Had such a great time. The next thing she knows, she's asking me, how do I do this? And now she's got she's up to like 35 shows already.
Oh, wow.
But we have people that are up to 117 shows.
That's
so
incredible.
They've been on with us.
Really?
You know.
They've got more shows than me?
But you're like second. Okay. You and Dr. Nick are right up there. But you know, what's beautiful about it is that when Amanda came on, Dr. Nick, I have to use those two, came on the air, it was the question was like, well, how many people are listening? And I was like, you know what you mean, between me and you and you mean other people,
do we need more? Who else do you
the
need?
The Lord said we're two or more gathered. You know, so now, thank goodness, I know that I have more than two people listening to the station.
We're all in this room.
That's why there's five of us.
Five of us now. It's growing.
It has been really cool to see the growth of the station over what it's been 2 years, roughly.
Yes, it
almost
has.
2 years.
Uh-huh. We on December 27th, we're starting to go into our third year.
Okay.
And our first year, it was like minus 99 degrees. And me and Sean Green are down in here at like 11:59:59 on December 29th. Okay. We're going to start this station in 2017 if it kills us.
It's happening. You know, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's too funny. Yeah. And I remember coming in for my first show with you and Sean and just being such a pile of nerves.
And she's so
good. So nervous. It's gotten a lot more comfortable. That one of the great things about this station is the mentorship that you offer people that are wanting to get into this role, and making it an easy transition and making it feel safe is the word, but
and fun. Yeah. We want people to have fun when they come on.
Yeah.
And that's why we do have people that have been on the air with us for, you know, a long time now, considering that it was a leap of faith for them, you know, to come on when they didn't know who was listening or how many people or what the audience was. But it has gelled so well, and the community has really jumped in. I know, like, I do a show on Fridays from 11 to 1 with Arnold Stricker, 2-hour live show. And at the end, he always does jokes. So, you know, these are like dad jokes, okay?
Yeah. Okay. The best kind.
Yeah, that's right. And some of them, you know, we really laugh, and others we're kind of like, okay. You know, but what's fun is when I go out in public and I run into people and they go, let me tell you that joke. And then they repeat the joke that they heard on the air.
Oh my God.
And, you know, and this has been like weeks later and the person still remembers the joke. Okay. So that, you know, or they tell me something that they, you know, heard on the air. Like one time I had Darlene Mims on, and we do a show on Saturday mornings. It's a health show. And she was on talking about excitotoxins. Okay. So I had never heard this word, excitotoxins. So this is why you eat, you know, you just can't eat one potato chip. You can't eat just one chocolate chip cookie. And the next thing you know, I see this guy out in public and he goes, you know, I was having fun before I heard your show and realized I couldn't eat any more excitotoxins. So
it is. Yeah, that happens. And I got recognized recently, actually, and I'm still getting used to that. But it's funny when I get recognized because it's radio. So they don't necessarily,
right.
Unless they've seen me on Facebook Live, they don't necessarily. Which, by the way, for anyone that's listening, you can check us out, facebook.com/getrealtoheal or Instagram at getrealtoheal for the live broadcasts with some video so that you can see what we look like. I know you're curious.
Right.
Everybody's always curious, what does that person on the radio look like? But anyway, I got recognized by my voice a couple of times recently.
That's great.
Which was really kind of fun. And they said, wait, and when I said my name, this woman stood up. She goes, I knew it.
Oh, my God.
That's
hilarious.
Okay.
So. You know, I will tell you one thing, Amanda. You have really helped me in my health because you know that I listen to your shows. And then when people tell me things, you know, I do put it into my own, you know, personal life. But just this past week, I went up to Curryville and had the microscopic molecular blood read.
Good.
That was fascinating.
Good. I'm glad you found value in that. So
I
was with Lachelle Meidinger.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I did find value in that. The value is I found out that I'm really very healthy, you know, but it was interesting to look to see what red blood cells and white blood cells and yeast and sugar and all those things look like in just a drop of blood. It was amazing. There was like all kind of little things in there. It's hard to believe that there's so much in a drop of blood.
Yeah. 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 It's great because I'm always pulling in different people with different perspectives.
You
and there are things that you may not have ever heard of or wouldn't have even thought of. And I'll tell you, with my own health journey, I was so entrenched and ingrained in the conventional system for so long. And it has its place. There's a lot of good to be said, right? However, a lot of the things that I was just told not to mess with, not to bother with, it's probably not valid, have been the things that have actually transformed my health.
Mm.
So it's okay to go rogue, follow your gut, and try new things.
Because the gut is where
pun intended.
Like gut health,
intended.
You know.
Pun intended. Yeah, and check out my upcoming gut health course. I've got a gut health course that Carly
nice
and I are working
lead
on.
In.
Yeah, I'm just putting that out there.
Oh my gosh.
So, and I want to say, you know, another thing that's been great about the station is it's in the show. I know it's gotten traction because we've got some amazing sponsors and underwriters that have reached out. And I want to say Get Real to Heal is proud to be underwritten by AFC Urgent Care, which is located across from the Brentwood City Hall. We all know it's flu season, and that's just right around the corner, right? And no matter how many times you have your kids wash your hands, you know there's still a possibility that they'll catch and spread the flu to your entire household. So as a family care provider, AFC Urgent Care can diagnose and treat all the members of your family. AFC Urgent Care is open 7 days a week, long after traditional physician office hours end. And for more information, you can find it on their website. AFC Urgent Care's website is www.afcurgentcare.com/Brentwood, or you can call them at 314-731-6265 anytime.
And so that's that new urgent care that's up by Walgreens,
yep,
with the West Community.
It is. It is right across from Brentwood City Hall there at Litzinger.
Yep. That is a beautiful
Litzinger
building.
Brentwood. Yeah, it is. It is. And they're great. They're great people. I've been in for a couple of things myself recently with the family and had really good experiences. And it's just so helpful. I mean, hey, sometimes you need urgent care.
Yes, you do. You know, I also do a little something with foreign students who come into the country. And so I'm always telling them, I said, there's three types of health care in this country. There's the doctor, there's the hospital, and there's urgent care. And then I tell them, I said, and let me tell you when you use each one of them, okay? And so I tease them. I said, you know, you've got a little bit of cough. Maybe you got a flu symptoms. You need to go and get, I said, you go to urgent care. 3 weeks later, you're coughing up blood. Go to the hospital, okay?
Time to go.
But don't do that. Don't make that one your first stop.
Yeah. Well, and we had Dr. Tara Flynn from the Urgent Care on a couple weeks back, and she did a really great job of breaking down scenarios when it's like, okay, how do you triage? Like, how do you decide where you need to be going?
That's right.
She did a really good job of breaking that down. So for that and for other episodes of Get Real to Heal, you can jump on soundcloud.com/Get Real to Heal and check those out. And you had, there was a health journey that led you here,
yes,
to the station.
Yes, it is. It's an amazing story when people hear it. My husband and I had been living in Central America, and we were in Panama. We had been in Belize first, and then we were in Panama. And we had been working on radio and doing some freelance stuff for people down there. And one day, I looked on my husband's knee, and because we were living in warm weather, we were always wearing shorts, and I looked at his knee, and I said, oh, look at that bruise on your knee. Did you bang yourself, you know, while you were out? Were you in the water playing or something like that? And he goes, oh, I don't know, you know. And I said, okay, well, let's just keep an eye on it. Well, several weeks later, the bruise was still there. It had not gone away. And I said, you know, honey, that bruise has not gone away. Well, you know, being a man is like, ah.
Yeah.
You know, that typical man. Ah. So I said to him, let's just kind of go get this checked out. Healthcare down here is really reasonable. So we did. And then they referred him on to someone else. And the next thing you know, we found out that he had stage 4 cancer. And so we immediately packed up everything and we came back here. And then, don't you know, as if I wasn't busy enough with that, I find out that there's an opening through the FCC for low power FM radio stations. I was like, aha. but then, of course, I'm dealing with cancer. My husband says, no, you go for this. This is going to be your legacy in your community. And so we applied for it, got it, started raising all the funds, built it, got people in here like Chris, our studio manager. And, you know, now we're still running.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, and the thing is that, you know, it shows you how the Lord puts you where he wants you to be. My husband and I were planning to move to a small island called Palau, which is off of the Guam, Micronesia area. And they had a radio station and needed somebody to come and run their school. And we were like, okay, well, as soon as we get out of our lease here, we're coming there. Well, the Lord said, no, I've got something else for you to do. You need to go home. And that's what we did. And so, you know, you look at what does the Lord lead you to, and how often do we kind of go kicking and screaming into it?
Was he able to see the launch of the station?
No, he was not. Okay. He died a year before the station came on the air, but he was right there. So I have his picture so that when everybody comes in, they get a chance to see Keith Wharton, you know, and he's smiling at him with his son, with his sombrero and, you know, during happier times.
That photograph greets me every time I come in the door, and it always gives me a smile.
Makes me think of when we had that vacation. We were down in in Mexico. And we had just a wonderful, wonderful time. And it was so funny because all of the Mexicans wanted his straw hat. I mean, that's so today that hat is in my back room, my office in my house, you know, like up on the curtains. So it's the straw hat. That's what he was known for.
So, you know, I love what you said there. The Lord puts you where you need to be,
where I need to be. That's right.
It's amazing how if we just open ourselves up to looking at it that way, that perspective, right? And then looking for synchronicities in our life, trying to see the positive. It just changes everything.
Mm-hmm. And it takes away so much of the stress, you know. It's just like what I was telling you about the breakfast, you know, with the ready-to-cook meal. Just something as simple as that mm-hmm. can take so much stress out of a person's life.
Absolutely. So to talk a little bit about, so you founded basically at Ready Made Meals, been 2 years ago?
Yeah, about a year and a half ago, yeah. So it started out, I got my degree in nutrition and exercise physiology, and I was a nutrition educator in my first job. So I was out there talking to people about eating for health and preventing disease with their diet, and just realized that it's so difficult for us to get a healthy meal on the table nowadays. And all of these people were turning to whatever was most convenient, which usually isn't the best for our health. And I was like, there has to be another option. Like, there's got to be something else for these people that I can recommend other than me teaching them how to cook. So I just started cooking for people out of my house. Basically, I was already cooking for myself. I just started bulking it and selling it. And it kind of just took off from there. And it's now just this incredible way that I can help someone out in their day. They get a healthy meal that was really, really simple. We deliver it to them. It's ready to eat. And they get to focus on whatever their work is in the world. And I'm so grateful for it. It's so incredible.
Oh, I think that's amazing. And it's clean eating too, right. And which is hard to find in this type of service.
Yeah. And exactly. You know, what's interesting, what you said too, you know, is that we do tend to just kind of shovel our food. Uh-huh. And sometimes it's a matter of, you know, I fed the family, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
They ate.
Yeah. No one went to bed hungry.
Yeah.
But you said the key word that you're feeding them nutritional mm-hmm. food, and that they're not going with the latest fad.
Yeah.
You know, the so-and-so diet that such and such a personality endorsed.
Yes.
You know, and you look at that box food and anything that comes in a box and a bag or whatever, you know, you're going to, it has all kind of preservatives and excitotoxins and salts and sugars and preservatives and all kinds of things in it that, you don't know what you're eating, really.
You don't know what you're eating. Exactly. And so it's nice when you can find a place that you can source from that you can trust.
Yeah.
And you and there's just maybe really just 2-3 names that come up. That I'm like, okay, those I can trust. I know that I'm going to get a good quality product.
Yeah.
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 So thank you for that.
Of course. Yeah. I'm happy to do it.
And you've also been getting out on, you've been on some other shows here recently. So you're fairly regular guest these days on Show Me St. Louis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On KSD, KSDK rather. And what else do you have in the mix?
We have another show that's so exciting, me and you actually, called Wellness Confidential, that is coming up. We're launching in January.
In January, 2020.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. So this all stemmed from kind of you and I talking and having a conversation about food and nutrition and healthy eating. And we were like, what if this was a show? What if, like, just us talking behind the scenes, kind of
like a conversation?
Exactly. Yeah, and we just put that out there for people to learn from, and kind of be with us behind the curtain.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And I have to say, like, I love getting out and networking in this field because, I get to sit down across from someone like yourself or a doctor or whoever, and we just have a real heart-to-heart conversation about our. What we think of how we can help people and how we can help ourselves mm-hmm. and some of the challenges that we're encountering in practice or in life. And they're just these really authentic, cool, connecting conversations. And I thought, man, so that conversation that you and I had, we were like, wow, this is what we should be filming.
Yes,
We should be putting this out there, that kind of authenticity. So that's what we're going to do.
That's what we're doing.
Exciting. When is it going to start again?
January of 2020. And people can follow us on Facebook.com, Wellness Confidential, wellness.confidential. Is that correct?
I think it's just Wellness
Confidential. Wellness Confidential. Uh-huh. Wellness Confidential. So look us up. You'll see our smiley faces on there. You'll know.
You'll be able to recognize you by your face
and the voice. Right. Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a really great project. I'm very excited about it. Super excited. Yeah, we'll meet maybe this weekend over some wine and discuss details for the first show.
This sounds great. This is really panning out.
Fantastic. Yeah. This is working out well. And you also have your wine about it that you do.
Oh, yeah.
So give a mention to that. That's
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely. So every Thursday night at 5:30 on my Facebook page at Basically at Meals, I do a Wine About It Facebook Live. So I come on with wine. The whole point of the wine is to just kind of loosen it up and make it fun. But we just talk about any nutrition topic that people are going to benefit from.
And it's great live interaction with you, and can't get enough of that. Haley Sohn and Ellie Wharton, I want to thank you for being on Get Real to Heal today. This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KDBRH LP 92.9 FM. Check me out online at amandalaplante.com and facebook.com/getrealtoheal. And want to again thank AFC Urgent Care of Brentwood for sponsoring this show. Go make a great day.